You know we're going right now?
Yeah, okay. Of course I do.
Okay.
Just I can see the red.
Okay.
Just using up all that tape. All right. All right. How's it going, everybody? Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever time you're watching or listening to this. It's one of your hosts, Bryce Meehan, with the Off My Chest podcast. Sitting across from me is my co-host, Alex Hebert. How are we?
Doing good.
Living it up? Always.
Oh, no. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely going to try to go and have a better episode than I did last time and not try to stumble over my words. That was the best thing. I asked Dad, and I said, "Hey, did you listen to the episode?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "What'd you think?" He's like, "You were off." He's like, "What was your issue?" And I'm like, "I got no idea."
Yeah. Yeah, I told you even before we started that one, I was all, "Dude, I feel fucked. I don't even know what's going on." Because I had to come home, so I stopped drinking during the day and take care of the kiddos. And then I had to start back up again. And I was like, "I don't know what is going on right now."
You were going through editing, and you're like, "Oh, damn, that was pretty funny."
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I didn't remember a lot of it. Anyways, man, so things have been good. Our Chiefs finally took a loss.
Fucking Patriots. To the Patriots.
And I must say, I don't feel bad about the loss considering what we came back. You know what I mean? 43-40 is not a bad way to go out against them.
Oh, yeah.
And losing to a field goal.
Yeah, you know, that definitely did suck. But the thing is
we scored too early.
Yeah, we did. We did, unfortunately. But the thing is you have, it was just another thing of Mahomes. He's being young. Kid did not get rattled. He's like, okay. He's like, we can come back from this. Yeah. And I mean, the second half, he came out and he played amazing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing. But it's, again, hindsight being 20-20, Monday morning quarterback, all that, you look. Those first few drives he had where he overthrew Hill, overthrew Kelce.
Yeah, no, we had plenty of chances.
Yeah, you're like, what could have been? But the crazy thing is, you look, all those missed chances and all the people we had missing on defense, and we kept it within three?
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, it's still pretty amazing.
Okay.
And you know, you had that little, and it's not called a stigma. What's the word I'm looking for? Where you believe in something.
Superstition.
Yeah, superstition of... We went out to watch the game that evening, and literally you're like, "Watch, when I leave, they're gonna start winning." And then, sure enough, you text me like, "Look what happened."
Yeah, no, because I texted you, and you're like, "Hey, text me when you make it home." As soon as I text you, said, "Hey, I'm walking in the door," you're like, "We scored!"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Told you." And then, yeah, it just
kept going from there.
Oh, it's insane.
And then a 75 yard pass to Hill, and I was like, I mean, you should have seen. Brew top, dude. Like, it was just freaking, the place erupted. People are running around, hugging each other. Oh, like, I mean, obviously, we wanted to be 6-0.
Yes.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. It wasn't even about beating the Patriots. I would have, obviously, I've done the same thing for every team when we win. My thing is that I was just hoping for us to keep that going.
Yeah.
It would have just to go to their home again and stick it to them would have been huge.
They showed a thing. They've given up 40 points or more three times in like the past 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And all three of them have been against the Chiefs.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, and all have been under Andy Reid.
That's my dude.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, but did you see the Tyreek Hill thing?
Yeah, with your beer in his face. I didn't see it while it was happening. Obviously, I was too busy running around.
Yes.
But I did see it the next day. That guy got banned, I guess,
or something? Yeah, he got banned from ever stepping foot into Gillette Stadium ever again.
Yeah, so my thing, I was asking about this. How do you find that one guy and tell him he can't come in?
Because what they did is apparently the Patriots, when they saw that, you can figure out, like, and get, I don't know how...
I'm sure they have some ways.
Yeah, they have a thing, but they went and realized, like, okay, that came from row 2, seat 5. They looked down, and somehow they were able to find who it was.
I know, but what I'm saying is in the later games, like 3 years from now, this dude's like, "Fuck this, I want to go to a Patriots game." How are they going to keep that dude out? That's my thing. You can ban somebody, but put on a hat and some sunglasses, you're not going to know the fuck he is.
Yeah, very true. I mean, there's probably a good chance he might be able to get back in, but I mean...
Has anything else come from it?
Well,
like, Hill fucking... I mean, can they do anything, I guess?
Yeah, Hill and his agent are wanting to prosecute the guy.
Really?
Yes, because he's saying, you know, he's like... he's like, because he said, he's like, I don't mind the people that flip me off. He's like, but throwing shit, really?
Yeah.
That's just, that's.
Well, and you're just being a complete fucking dick. You know what I mean? Like, if even, and I'm saying that even if somebody was at Arrowhead and one of our fans did that shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah, here, definitely.
That's not how we fucking need to be showing anything. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, but even the thing.
Don't get me wrong, that was when we fucking tied the game.
Oh, but, yeah.
But I'm not going to throw a beer on somebody. Yeah,
well, because it's 15 fucking bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your logic on it. What the fuck is that guy thinking?
Yeah, because I'd go and throw and be like, you son of a. Nope.
Never mind.
Nope. Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, bottom line is really fuck the Patriots.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no, seriously, I have to give it to the GOAT. I have to give it to Tom Brady. That is too much time.
Yeah.
And literally when we scored, I looked at the clock and I looked at everybody I was with and I was like, dude, there's 3 minutes on the clock.
Yeah,
like that's a lot of time for him.
Yeah. There's those quarterbacks, you know, that you can give them a minute and you know, you're like,
it's still scary.
This is too much time.
Well, fucking Aaron Rodgers last night.
Oh, that won me some money.
Dude, how much did you win?
15, 20 bucks.
Oh, well, but you're still winning.
Exactly. Plus that was off of when I got home.
Fuck, I forgot to get in the Mega Millions today.
We'll share the money with you.
Damn it.
When we win. So.
Dude, you guys all went in on it?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Dad bought some tickets because for everyone that is around here, if you have a chance, buy your tickets in either Kansas or Oregon.
Why?
Because Kansas and Oregon are the only two states where you don't have to
claim.
Come forward and do it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, for sure. Because I've heard some fucked up stories about that.
Oh, yeah.
People come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, you go and someone's like, hey, you remember we were best friends in second grade? No.
I don't know. I'm too big of a dick. You know that? Like, I don't give a fuck what you think I'm going to give you.
So if all of a sudden you guys start to notice that we're doing this podcast, but we
are on a yacht?
Someone starts. One of us starts Skyping in, and it's like, so where are you at? It's like, oh, I'm in the mountains of Budapest.
You would never go to the mountains of Budapest.
I don't know. sounded funny.
No, it's good.
Sounded funny.
You hanging out with Buddha, just chillaxing on the... Oh, wait. I just said that Buddha was from Budapest. That is the best thing I've ever come up with. Oh, my God. How racist am I?
It's late.
Yeah, no, for sure. What do we still got in sports? Well, the UFC shit. That was fucking.
That was.
And we didn't get to talk about that soon enough, man. I mean, we talked about it a little bit when we saw each other. But.
That was so insane because I remember I went and I occasionally will go on DraftKings.
Yeah.
Shout out DraftKings. you go and you can make a UFC team. You know, pick six fighters and all that. And
yeah,
threw in like $3. First one I went, won. I'm like, sweet. Next five that I picked, nothing.
Did you pick McGregor to win?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
shit,
I did.
Dude.
I know.
Dude came in pissed.
Yeah, but the thing is for everyone that didn't notice, you know, there's thousands of YouTube videos now, is when you go and you see Khabib and he jumps, he goes after Dylan Danis, who was McGregor's training partner, and he starts jawing at him. Those guys come in and they start swinging on McGregor. I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah, this is not how this is supposed to go.
No, but they were showing, like all over Vegas that night.
Oh, whether you're a McGregor or Khabib fan,
no, like people getting into fights at random casinos, and they apparently were saying like, stay away.
Really?
Yes, they said the cops had a shit night that night.
Oh, I bet.
Just having to go, getting calls saying this. Another fight. It was insane. But people were saying, and they're like, you know what? This is a disgrace to UFC and all that. This is going to make the UFC on that rematch $500 million.
Oh, yeah.
This is, and I hate
I don't want to see the rematch. I mean, I'm just being honest. That dude beat the fuck out of him.
He did.
And I don't know if you've seen the video where he's on top of him, and he's just like, oh, you want to talk? You want to fucking talk? And he's just like fucking hitting
him. He beat the...
He's like, I'm here to talk now, and he's fucking slamming this dude in the face.
He beat the balls off of him. And I didn't realize, I mean, again, we've said it before, he's Russian. They grow the white people a little bit differently there.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video when he's like 4 and he wrestles a bear?
No, but he came from a wrestling background, right?
Yes, but I'm just saying he's like 4. And he's wrestling a bear cub. And like the bear cub's like going and like trying to bite him. And he's like going. And apparently it's his dad filming this.
Jesus.
And I'm like,
that's one of my favorite posts from the Chive. Shout out the Chive. Literally, they're like, what do they say about Russia's just a little different?
And yes.
Like the things that you see are just like, what the fuck? Oh yeah,
they showed a thing. It was, and again, and we've all said how much we respect and love the military, and it shows them during like Hell Week, and they're going and lifting the log over and their shoulder. Shows this big Russian woman just carrying a giant log over her shoulder.
I believe
and
it.
And I'm just like, that's
vodka, that, dude. That's the power of it.
Vodka and cigarettes.
Shout out to the machine.
Sto.
Fuck that bitch. This is Russia.
But yeah, it's insane. And then after, Khabib was saying, apparently 50 Cent get offered him, he was like, I'll pay you $2 million to come fight in the in Bellator.
Really?
Apparently in cash.
50 Cent is a part of Bellator?
Apparently.
Apparently. I believe it. He's got his hands on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And he goes and apparently offered him like $2 million. It was on like Instagram, and he's like, name the time and place. And he's like, I'm serious. And he's like, I am too. I'm like,
why does he only want $2 million?
Because he could probably go and say, hey, you know what? I'll pay you $2 million in cash in a brown paper bag.
Gotcha.
But then Khabib came out and he's like, he apparently challenged Mayweather.
What? Why does people keep fucking? You are not going to beat this man. What is he like? 55-0?
50. Wait, hang on. 51?
Should I look it up?
No, 50. No, because McGregor made him 50. So he's, I think he's 50-0.
Let's see. Mayweather.
Record. I think it's.
Record.
No. Yeah, 50-0, I think.
Total fights, yeah, it's 50-0.
Yeah, because McGregor.
How many by knockout?
It's not like, a lot.
I thought it was a lot.
No, it's maybe 12
by knockout. 26.
26.
That was when he had 49 fights.
Oh,
so that's right. So it's still 26.
Okay.
Because it's 50. So yeah, he has 50 fights.
Yeah,
which is fucking insane.
Yeah.
26 by knockout,
and he's coming
and you have
back.
A perfect record.
Yeah, and he's coming back too.
And he's got more money than fucking.
Yeah, but no, you ask why the UFC fighters keep challenging him?
Because they want the money.
Eight, nine figure paydays.
Yeah, that's what they want. That's all they're looking for.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, but if you think about it, I mean, Mayweather's coming back to fight. He's supposedly going to be fighting Pacquiao.
Jeez.
Again, the last time they fought, that was 10 years past either their primes.
Yeah, and that was a lot of hype and buildup too. That was even bigger than, I think, the McGregor thing.
Yeah, and I hate to tell people, but again, I watched the McGregor fight. I didn't watch the Pacquiao fight. Apparently, the Pacquiao fight was awful.
It was bullshit. Yeah, no, it was literally just so they could get those paychecks. That is all it was.
Yeah, yeah.
They had an agreement. They were in the back shaking hands.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way they weren't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think anybody that's challenging Mayweather is fucking idiot.
Yeah. Well,
why wouldn't you want to go out 50-0? It's such a great number.
Yeah, it is. It's a round number. And the thing is he wanted to go and beat Rocky Marciano's record of 49-0. Yeah, which he did, but that's why some boxing purists were pissed off, because his 50th win came against McGregor.
Who was not brought up.
It's kind of that give and take.
Still got in the fucking in the ring. So
it is true. But do we want?
Can I talk about that for a second? Why do we call it a ring?
Because
like we call the octagon an octagon.
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird. I mean, technically wrestling, they call it the squared circle.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Again, it probably goes back to the days when literally they just fought when it was a circle on
like
the ground.
I guess. In Rome?
Yeah, Athens.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But do we want to talk about the best fight that happened recently?
Yes. Tell me about it.
Fred Durst.
The man.
Yes, the man.
What is that? The hot dog flavored water and was the
starfish and hot dog flavored water.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I fucking remember that.
Limp Bizkit, bro. Hit me with it.
He did it all for the nookie.
Yeah. I won't lie that I can't deny. I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. Come on, so you can take that cookie and stick it up your head. 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 I did it all for the nookie.
But he was performing. He was performing in concert, which when I first saw this video, it shocked me that he was actually still performing.
Yeah.
But he goes, and just in the middle of the song, you see video, and or see this guy come running up and try to drop kick him from the back.
What?
Yes, completely misses him and just falls. And security goes and hauls him off. And apparently, it was Shaggy 2 Dope of the Insane Clown Posse.
ICP-za?
Yes.
Were they beefing?
Apparently.
Over what? Wackest music?
Apparently, they're like...
You know what? I do love one song by ICP. I can't... It's like the dating show or something like that.
It
is freaking hilarious.
They have a movie on Netflix.
I've seen... You're talking about their followers?
No.
What do they call themselves?
The Juggalos.
Juggalos. Thank you.
No, not that. They made a movie where they were... It was a Western.
And in the clown makeup?
Yeah, they're in clown makeup. Again, I'm almost positive I saw it.
That shows you how much money they have.
It was either on, again, Netflix or who... Or
what's their net worth? Hold on.
Oh, it's
I got to see. No, keep telling
me. It's got to be bad. And again, I think it was Netflix. It might be YouTube. I could be wrong on that. But they're literally in a Western, and they go, and they're in their makeup, but they're in cowboy hats and all that thing. It's insane. I just... I don't get...
Wow.
Huh.
Insane Clown Posse's net worth, American hip hop duo, $30 million. I mean, that's a lot, really, considering.
Yeah. I mean
that really is more than I would have ever guessed.
Yeah, and I mean,
because I used to listen like this. You've never heard the dating?
Again, right. I might have.
Right,
heard.
I'll put it in right here just so everyone can hear it, and I might let the whole thing play. I don't know. I'll listen to it and see if I can get the whole thing. But it is one of the funniest fucking things I have ever heard, dude. It is so good. Actually, fuck it. I'm going to put it on right now just because we're here. I'm going to find it. So we don't know what it was about.
I don't know what it was about. It might be an old beef or something like that.
I don't
that.
Even know if I want to put it on my Spotify playlist. I'm gonna...
The Spotify will send you a notice like, are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's see. Insane Clown. Oh, they're on there.
But the thing that I thought, like, can you imagine if they did that? And this is for anyone out there, this is a $1 million idea. Having former singers fight each other. Having Fred
MTV did that shit, though. It was the clay figure. What was that called?
Celebrity Deathmatch. Yes. That was phenomenal. But have, like, you know, have Shaggy 2 Dope and Fred Durst fight.
Which one is he? Is he the bigger one?
Yeah, he's a fat dude. And he goes and he got off the ground like, I want to say 6 inches, maybe. It was pathetic. They're actually big in wrestling, too. They hold a wrestling event every year.
Do all the Juggalos there?
Yeah. They ironically call it the Gathering of the Juggalos.
All right,
they hold it out in a mud field in like Indiana or something.
All right, here it goes. It's called the Nenden Game. I'm telling you, watch this shit. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. I heard this for the first time when I was like 13. Something like that.
Number one. Let's meet contestant number one. He's a schizophrenic serial killer clown who says women love his sexy smile. Let's find out if his charm will work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your question?
Contestant number one. I believe first impressions last forever. So let's say you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my
family. This is about to blow your mind, dude.
What would you do to make that first impression really stick?
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do. And look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you! Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I smell spaghetti. I'd pinch her loopy ass and tell her, get the food ready. Your dad would probably start tripping and give me
this. See, this to me is
I'd
funny.
I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips. It's dinner time. We're hearing grace from your mother. I'd pull the 40 out and pour some for your little brother. I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 30, she got some big tits. And only this time I'd put the 40 to his chin. After your mom does the dishes and the silverware, I'd dry fuck her till I nut in my underwear.
I'm telling you, dude. When I was 13, this shit was like, oh my god.
Now let's meet contestant number two. He's a psychopathic, deranged crackhead freak who works for the Dark Carnival. He says women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question.
I like a man who's not afraid to show his true emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Number two, if you fell in love with me, exactly how would you let me know?
First thing, I could never
love you.
You sound like a witchy bitch, yo, fuck you. But if I did, I'd probably show you that I care by taking all these other motherfuckers out of here. I go through your phone book and whack them all. If I could test it, number one, I'd break his fucking jaw. Anyone who looked at you would have to pay. I'd be blowing fucking nuggets off all day. I grab your titties and stretch them down past your waist. Let them go and watch them both spring up in your face.
Dude, can you believe that this exists?
Well, it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Sensitivity.
Yeah, it's almost over, people. If you're not enjoying it, but if you're not, I don't really care. It's funny as fuck.
It's fun for us.
Okay, if we were at a dance club and you both noticed me at the same time, tell me, how would you each get my attention, and what would your pickup lines be? Whoever's the smoothest wins.
Okay, first, slide up to the bar and tell you that I can't believe how fucking fat you are. I tell you that I like the way you make your titty shake. And if you lost a little weight, you'd look like Ricky Lake. Fuck that.
What a dated reference. I love it. Quick.
I'd order you a drink and stir it with my dick. And then to get your attention in the crowded place, I simply walk up and stick my nuts in your face. Yeah, freak her with your nuts.
Yeah.
That'll get her. Tell her that she's fat. Yeah, that'll work even better. Look, fuck you. I got a strong rap shit. You don't want contestant number two. He's mad whack. I walked into a barn and there he was, standing up on a bucket, trying to fuck it. It was a big fucking smelly ass farm llama. Damn, dog! How you gonna diss your mama?
So anyways, all I gotta say is that shit, I don't care what people say, that's the only thing I know by them at all, but that shit is literally the funniest thing ever.
That, I didn't know that existed until 2.5 minutes ago.
Yeah, or whatever.
But I'm happier to know I did. That was awesome.
Let's see, when did that come out?
Probably had to be the 90s.
Yeah, 97.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could tell by the Ricky Lake reference. But my God, that.
I'm sorry.
Shout out Shaggy. Yeah, Shaggy shout out. I mean, for real, you gotta give him credit.
I mean, I don't care what you want to say about their whole following thing, their cult, weirds me out. But that shit is funny.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, literally, the thing is,
like, those people are a different breed of people. Like, have you seen that documentary about them?
I haven't, but
they're gathering.
The one where they're out in the middle of the field?
Yes.
That's Gathering in the Juggalos. That's a wrestling event that they have.
What?
They have wrestling there.
But there's another one, like, where they, like, bring, like all whole families, like, come out with their kids, and they're all painted up, and, like, I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
You know what's the one thing you won't find there?
What?
A black guy. No offense.
There's no Juggalos that are black?
Again, there.
I don't know, man. There's got to be some.
There might be one.
Let's see. Juggalos meetup. I might be put on a list if I type this into my Google.
We're going to be shut down by the FBI.
Oh, shit. There's Gathering of the Juggalos. Let's see. Documentary. That's what I'm looking for. What's it called? Oh, it's on Vimeo, so you can watch it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called American Juggalo.
Yeah, I might have to watch this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, it's insane. I'm telling you, there's some crazy cults in the world. And they're, I mean, props to ICP. They've created a community, and that's why they're fucking worth 30 mil.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Fuck. I mean, we got like 13 followers or something. Yeah. So.
Hey, 83.
Whatever it is. Hey, guys, can you fucking pass it around a little bit for us? Jesus.
Please.
But anyways, talking about scary or fucking scary ass people. They're not scary. They're crazy weird. Ass people.
Yeah.
What's up with all these people? Freaking.
Did you ever watch?
What do you call them?
Snowflakes. Did you ever watch Futurama?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Do you remember the one where the professor goes and he's like, I don't want to live on this planet anymore?
Yes.
Homo Farnsworth frolicking with dinosaurs at the moment of creation.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Every day I read a story and it makes me think, but there was two stories that I saw.
What's that?
And I was perusing through Twitter and I saw a thing that said a guy, he was gay, transsexual, whatever the hell you want to call it. And he identified as a dog.
What? I'm sorry, I was looking at...
No, it's okay. He identified as a dog.
A transgendered person.
Man, identifies as a dog. He decided, chose him with his partner and him, this guy who identifies as a dog, laying on his partner's lap with a mask on that was as of a dog. He takes him to the park. He puts a leash on him. He throws to him, plays fetch, and he's...
That's a fetish thing, dude. Come on. Have you seen the fucking lady on Twitter that's fucking going nuts about how we can't assume you're now assuming your dog's gender just because they have a penis? You can't say that your dog is a boy or a girl. They're taking it to dogs now. I'm serious. Like, this lady is straight up for real. I mean, it may be fake, but people are commenting. She's commenting back, like, literally, like, I'm not assuming that my dog is a boy just because he has a penis. It's not a boy dog. It's not my choice to make that for him.
If it wasn't for the fact of fantasy sports updates in the podcast, I would delete all social media that I have. I don't want to read about anything anymore. I'd be so much sad. There was that. There was a group apparently in England that says that don't just assume that women can have children. Everyone, men can have children too.
Wow.
And I looked and I'm like, no, they can't. I know I wasn't a good student in school, but the last time I checked...
Yeah, the reproduction system doesn't do that for us.
The last time I checked. Or I like to call the freak of the week.
Okay.
What might be a recurring segment on here.
Freak of the week.
Freak of the week.
We got to have a little intro.
Yes, either good for... Either good.
Freak of the week. Something crazy.
But there is this man. He's a tranny. Mm-hmm. Transsexual. Yes. It's the only politically correct thing I'm going to say about this.
Use the correct pronouns.
Yes. And it says, quantum physics really helped me understand my queer identity.
Okay.
Okay. I'm British Iraqi, gay, non-binary, and also identify as a Muslim.
Which the Muslim religion goes against.
Okay, yeah, I was saying, let's break this down for a bit.
First of all, this dude understands quantum physics?
Very, very well. I watched an interview. It was on the BBC.
He's super... Wow, okay.
Yeah, very sparkly.
He reminds me of the dude in Men in Black when you remember... He said, what the hell is that little girl doing hanging from a light post?
But I go in, yeah, because it was, I saw it on Joe Rogan's Twitter. He goes and shows the video, and it's a very intelligent person.
Yeah, of course.
But I feel like you got to break this down a little bit. Okay. Gay, again, I don't care about that.
Yeah, of course.
Non-binary.
That means that you can't. So you know about all these pronouns, like all of like the like he, she, him.
Z, like, zim, zer.
Yeah, it. Like all that crazy. Yeah.
But they identify as a Muslim.
Yeah.
I hate to tell this person, if they go to
a Muslim country,
a place where in certain countries, a woman can only have one eye hole in the burqa that can't show two.
Yeah.
This thing would be beaten, stoned, thrown off a thing, and then dismembered by every thing in their body. But you're identify as a Muslim because, in my opinion, it's a hot button thing to say, and you're go to your.
So you think they're just saying it to get attention?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, when it comes to religion, that's not on me to obviously, I've never been to any of those countries. I don't know any of that shit. But what I'm saying is to be... I mean, I get what you're saying, because I think a lot of that's true. They obviously are very much against people being gay. They're very much against any of that shit, at least from what I know, what little I know about their religion. But yeah, I think it's a hot button point too. But I don't know. I just, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, what? I mean, look at him, her. I don't know what you'd say.
It?
No, I'm not going to be that rude and crude.
I will. It. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. I don't get it. What happened to the days where just kids were goth?
Yeah, it's not like that anymore.
I know. God.
I mean, the thing is, you're saying you got to be accepting of all of them. I mean, it's my thing is that I always say live and let be. I can't change people's minds. It's not my job to change people's minds.
Yeah.
My job is to lead my people. I don't even have any people. My family, I guess, with my beliefs, and if they want to believe in that, and that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Shit. I mean, one of my daughters could be gay. I mean, it is what it is. And again, I know that you don't have a problem with any of that stuff. But I'm just saying, the Muslim thing, I don't get where it comes from. Like, unless, because, I mean, he can't go into a mosque, could he?
No.
He, or, fuck, keep saying that. Sorry if I'm doing this wrong, I don't know what the right ones are. But, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, so how do you, because you have to go, I guess you just only have to pray at the certain times of day.
Yeah, five times a day, face towards Mecca.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just...
I don't know. Whatevs, man.
It just...
I mean, I think he's got enough going on that I don't think that's one thing he's really worried
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I mean, this just seems
she's
like...
She's worried about.
It just seems like a giant contradiction of all the things that they say. And again,
yeah.
Listening to her, this person, talk,
yeah,
they're far more intelligent than I will ever be in my life.
Yeah, well, obviously, quantum physics.
Yeah,
fuck.
But... Yeah, but
I gotta watch the interview.
Yeah, it's very good.
Make sure you send it to me.
I will. It's on BBC. I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's strange.
No, of course it is.
Yeah,
but it's also strange too to you know when you don't understand shit. I mean, that's where I look at it. Like, fuck, what do I know? You know what I mean? I was brought up a straight white kid. Fuck, that's all I know. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I
sucked a couple dicks, but
yeah,
I'm not fucking gay.
I mean, there's a lot of things I don't get in this world. I mean. I don't get how some people look at Pete Davidson and find him attractive.
Pete Davidson is hot.
Yeah.
No, well, Ariana Grande is hot as balls.
Yeah, that's true, even though she looks like she's 12.
But. Yeah, there's no more. Well, she doesn't look like that. Hey, look, that preacher was in there, bro. We already talked about that on this podcast. He said, I thought it was someone to Taco Bell, man. It's like, Jesus, bro.
Yeah, looking at that, it's like, I know you're trying to spit game, but is at Aretha Franklin's funeral, is this really the best time?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, she's probably up there, and she's like, son of a bitch. Really?
Is that a real name? Huh. What's Ariana Grande's real name?
Ariana,
Do you know?
I do not.
Why don't you know? I know you have posters of her on your wall. Don't you lie to me.
I got a picture. I got a poster of Frank Sinatra on my wall.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Real name. Oh, shit, that's really her name. Ariana Grande Butera. She's got a hyphenated name.
Wonder if she's related to Drew.
Probably not. Mm. Let's see. Ariana Grande's American.
Her dad's worth a dickload of money.
Began her career in 2008 in the Broadway musical at 13.
Damn.
Wow. Interesting.
Huh.
She's only 25.
She's
from Boca Raton, Florida.
Boca
Raton. She's 5 foot. Yes.
Yeah, her dad's worth a shit ton of
What does
money.
He do?
I don't know.
Graphic designer, photographer, and artist. He is also... Joan Grande's ex-husband, Ariana's dad, and Frankie's stepdad. Okay, we're getting too deep into Ariana Grande's background.
Yeah.
But anyways, they broke up.
They did, which...
Sad for a lot of people.
Thought those crazy kids would last.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to last.
No.
The crazy part about Ariana Grande is how good she can sing. Like, she's a talented singer.
She can belt it out.
Yeah, no auto-tune, no nothing. Like, that's hard to find these days.
Yeah.
Like every time she goes on fucking Jimmy Fallon, I'm just like why? Like just wide open mouth. Obviously, I'm looking at her. But also, seeing a woman sing is like one of the sexiest things in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially when they're that good.
Yeah.
My big crush these days, no joke, fucking Tori Kelly. She's just, if you don't know who I'm talking about, type it in. Look her up. She is gorgeous. You want me to show you? You don't have to type it in your phone. We'll pull her up on the big screen, dude.
Okay, I got it.
And she can fucking belt, dude.
Yeah, it's...
Check her out. Check out my girl. You know who she is. She's just... She started on YouTube, and she just...
That is a lot of hair.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's all curly and just... Listen to me. Just over here crushing. Yeah. She is just... Yeah, dude. She can sing, and she can play the fucking guitar.
That just gets you rock hard.
Oh, dude. There's this clip that she plays. You know the song Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder?
Yes.
Dude, she plays this version of it that is just fucking... Tori Kelly, Don't You Worry About a Thing. I'll just play a quick snippet and while we're here on, and you can listen to it.
Okay.
Let me see where she's playing the guitar. The Today Show. Hey. Hey. What the hell's going on here? My Wi-Fi out or something? Hey, bro. What, they take it down, maybe?
Oh.
They better not have. Here, what the fuck is going on? Goddamn live shows. See, now you guys know what really is going on. We try to fucking pull something up for real. And go. Something went wrong. What the fuck could be going wrong? Maybe they don't want me to listen to it. Will this one work?
They're trying to keep you away from her.
Trying to keep the man down. I'm going to find her. Don't you worry about a thing. Oh, full circle. What the fuck is going on for real?
Always trying to keep the white man down.
Will this play? YouTube is literally not playing on my phone. When the fuck do we get ice cream? What the fuck is going on? Do you remember that clip?
What is that fucking from?
It's the fucking ringer when Johnny Knoxville goes. And the boyfriend that's trying to impress the girl, he's like, oh, sorry, we took them to get ice cream. And the fucking main dude is like, when the fuck do we get ice cream?
You stopped off for ice cream.
When the fuck do we get ice cream?
My favorite scene when he goes in and he knocks his CD over and he looks, he's like, scratch.
What happened?
When he goes in and he knocks his CD over and he looks down and he looks, he's like, scratch.
Dude, that was such a great premise for a movie.
You scratched it. You came in, you saw it, and you scratched it.
Scratch! Scratch! Oh my stars, for the love of Liza. You scratched my CD.
Why'd you scratch his CD?
Jeffy just admiring it.
Do it again, and you'll be admiring my butt from the pavement with the straw.
What?
You heard me.
Thanks, Mark. Billy, Jeffy's sorry about the whole CD incident. You scratched my CD, you know. I know, and I'm really sorry. You scratched it. You picked it up in clear daylight, and you scratched it. I know. You know, we've established that. Hey, don't give me tune. You scratched my CD, Tex.
Billy, if you'll listen to me, I'm clearly not disputing that. I'm just trying to apologize.
Ta-ta-ta-ta. Bye-bye.
His name is Eddie Barnabell, I think. He did some clips with Knoxville. And when he went into the Jackass office and they went and had, they did like skits and whatever. The kid is fucking funny.
Is he?
Oh, he is. And he's like naturally, you know, naturally funny. It's insane. Like,
What else has he been in?
I think that might be it, in all honesty. But yeah, you could just tell he just has a naturally
gifted.
And just that wit, just that funny kind of thing. It's insane. But
gotta give it to him, man.
Yo, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, hold on. All right, I think I got it. No, I don't want to open. I'm not opening YouTube. I just want it to work. Pieces of shit. Sorry, guys. I know you can't wait to hear this. Dude, I think YouTube is down. Is your YouTube working? It's not coming up on Safari. It's not coming up on the app. Nothing is playing. I think somebody took over Google, and it's happening on our podcast. News just in. I'm telling you right now.
Don't you worry about things?
Don't you worry about a thing. Is it coming up on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes up, but watch this. Where is it at? All right, let's try to play this one. I'm trying it on my phone. You got to be fucked. Oh, told you. YouTube got hacked. Nothing is working.
Breaking news.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm going to look it up right now. I guarantee it's breaking news.
We got it before.
YouTube not working right now. Let's see what it says. YouTube down or app not working. Oh, shit. This is dope. This has never happened to us.
This is
breaking.
This is insane.
Yep. 16th October. Problems at YouTube.
Someone unplugged it.
YouTube, by the way. What do you think this is? A hacker attack or an issue? Weird server.
A frog. No, that's Kool-Aid, man.
That's the Kool-Aid. Someone broke in. That's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Down in New Orleans. Oh, dude, it's down everywhere. It's down in Brazil.
Holy shit.
Well, guys, we're fucked.
Yeah. Who we blaming for this? I feel like.
Do we have to call out somebody? John Stamos. Oh, sorry.
Damn you, Dave Coulier.
Yeah. Dude, what the fuck? Is it weird that I'm weirded out that isn't that weird that you just depend on it that much?
Yeah, this is
odd. Google can't play anything?
This is odd.
I think it's fucking cool.
It is. It's
2018, October 16th, and
RIP YouTube.
YouTube is not working, which is fucking nuts.
Yeah. This is
it's Google.
Yeah, this is weird.
Wow. Was this play? Oh, it's already been preloaded, though. I bet you if I tried to load a new clip. Let's see. Oh, shit. It's not working on my computer either. Bro.
I'm scared now.
Yeah, we should be scared. Let's keep fucking... Oh, fuck, sorry. I'll put in a clip of Tori.
Hopefully.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
What if YouTube is just done?
What if they were just like, you know what? They got in a fight and they're like, fuck you. No, fuck you. I'm turning the fucking thing off. And they just fucking kill everyone's content. All the people that were... That's my favorite meme, dude. Have you seen that shit with Instagram?
Uh-uh.
They're like, Instagram model, just delete that bitch's account. You know what that means? No longer a model.
Yeah. Well, this is to the point if we go and we need to put clips in, we just have to go and just sit here and just be like, you know, just... Just say them.
Yeah.
Just act them out. Just like, okay, one, two, three, go.
No. It used to be like,
yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. What if the CEO is just like, you know what? Fuck you guys. Off. Yeah. Just has this master switch.
What if he goes? He's like, I'm going to turn off for a little bit. I have to go take a dump.
Yeah. He's just like, I just want to see what happens. Look at the hysteria in our 5 minutes of fucking finding out.
Yeah, instead of just going like, oh, okay, we're looking, you're like...
Oh, I can't find it.
Yeah, it's like, is it working on yours? Is it working on yours? Let's try this computer. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Holy. This is odd. This is very, very odd.
Yeah, no, I...
I can't believe it. What if we look tomorrow and just Twitter's down?
I think Twitter's like... I'm serious. If you took away Instagram, people...
Oh yeah, I would. Yeah, but the thing is, if we woke up tomorrow and it was this exact same thing, where it was all social media, I think it'd take me probably 3 days.
Did you just burp halfway through that?
Yeah, I did. I'd say it'd take me about 3 days.
3 days to what?
Just kind of get used to it. And most of it is just the
Do
fact...
Do you use Instagram a lot?
Not really. I mean, I'll check it maybe once a week.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I posted was a picture of on last Christmas when I went and my car got hit. So
you posted that on Instagram?
Yeah, that was my first one.
I fucking love that shit.
My first one. But yeah, that's about it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But I mean, like Twitter, like I said, the only thing I would do it for is to follow updates for Daily Fantasy and to do stuff on the for the podcast, and that's about it.
Yeah. No, I haven't been on Instagram and fuck. At least with my, I mean, I've seen like people posting stuff, but my Instagram is still live, but yeah, I haven't been on it in like 5 years.
Yeah.
It's been fucking.
Yeah. I don't, like I said, I mean, I just do it just to, cause someone's like, oh, it's a cool thing to do. And sometimes I just look at it and I'm like, it's pictures. That's it. Cool. People post stuff just saying, you know, like just had breakfast and there's a picture of a poached egg and it's 74 hashtags. And one of the hashtags is like hashtag girl with blonde hair eating egg.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Is there really a market for girls eating eggs?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I've seen.
There's a fetish of a dude wanting to be a dog and his partner.
Yeah, very, very true. Very true. Yeah. Some of those shows are weird though.
Yeah.
You see like they did a thing about weird, like, you know, weird fetishes, and it was this these women, and they're, I would say, plump women.
Yeah.
Who sit and are on like camera, and they're like eating food, and they make thousands of dollars.
Doing?
Just eating. Some guy will say like, "Oh, make a pie, eat it. I'll pay you $1,000," and she'll just eat it, and she'll just be like, "Mmm."
Yeah, and people are into that shit.
Apple. And you know there's just some pervy little man in Des Moines just beating his dick. Just going just like, come on, eat that blueberry. Eat that blueberry. Eat that blueberry. Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into your favorite fucking thing. And I just got a hold of Melissa Klein through Twitter, who was the one that wrote in. She's the huge wrestling fan. That wanted to be on the podcast like, okay. Back in like June.
Okay.
So we're going to call her, get her on. We'll do a little introduction with her and see what her thoughts are. For those that don't know, the WWE is going or wants to go back to Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Well, let's patch her in and we'll see what she's got to say.
Okay.
She literally was like, seriously? I was like, yeah, you want to be on? Gotta love it.
Hey.
Melissa, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's Bryce and Alex. Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Sorry about the late text, I guess DM. Literally, this just came up on our topic list, and I know that we originally talked. Alex and I have been talking with you since back in June or something like that.
This is crazy. I am, like, so honored.
No, don't be. No, thank you so much. Here, we're honored. We know that you're a huge, huge wrestling fan, and I thought, literally, it was on the list, and I was like, shit, I better do this. We were literally talking as I was, you can tell everybody that we literally just DM'd you.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. This is absolutely nuts.
Yeah, well.
I'm so honored. You know, I've been doing my own very own little show on my.
Yeah, we've watched that stuff.
And I'm a woman, and normally this is a man's game.
But, oh, no. You know, not on our podcast.
I'm fucking blunt. Hopefully I can screw anything up, but I'm blunt as... I just cannot...
You can say blunt as fuck. You can totally say that.
Just tell me the rules and I'll follow.
Oh, we don't have...
We don't have any.
Yeah, that's the best... You know, our slogan of the podcast is beer, sports, and other bullshit. So if you want to bullshit, you want to... Whatever you want to do...
Well, I want to just let your viewers know I'm Melissa Klein.
Please.
The host of Mel's Mad Chat. You can find me on Periscope and you can find me on Twitter. And I also have a Facebook page.
And so, what is that handle?
It's Mel, M-E-L, Mad Chat, M-A-T-C-H-A-T,
okay.
Seven.
Match at 7.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
No, Matt, and we'll, and, at 7.
All right, perfect. Send me that stuff in afterwards, too, and I'll make sure to put that in the info of the podcast so people can find you as well.
Fabulous. I'll DM it to you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And Alex, I'm going to let you guys, because this is really you and Alex's strong suit, and I know that you're a super fan just like he is. But what do you think about the WWE and all of the stuff that's happening right now trying to go to Saudi Arabia?
Oh, my God. Okay. As a woman, I can give two shits about fucking Evolution.
I love you already.
It's going to be 20 minutes away from me. I live in Long Island.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. If somebody gave me tickets, I would use them as toilet paper.
Really? What do you think about that, Alex?
I have to cover this for my show, and I'm dreading it. I'd rather spend time with my son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is your son a super fan, too?
No, he's 13 years old, and he's severely autistic. So okay. This is actually my getaway. It's like something that I can do to keep my worries away.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And this is actually giving me more anxiety than being a mother.
Well, we hope that we can, if you ever need help from our side, anything that we can do to help,
I'm about to cry because I feel so honored.
Seriously.
We love having you on.
Yeah, yeah. This is, and we can, like we've talked about before, we hope to make certain segments a regular thing. We have our buddy Ray that comes on.
Come in. Just give me the day before.
Sure. And this was a shot in the dark. I just thought it was on the list, and I was like, you know what? We've talked about having her on. I'm going to put it out there, and if it works, and obviously it's worked.
Oh,
so yeah, we're honored as well. Don't. We're just normal dudes right now, freaking sitting in a little room hanging out. So it don't,
I
mean?
I do my show from my bed. Literally, my bed is my desk because I do everything by my phone.
Oh, okay.
Always got to be comfy.
Yeah. Well, so if you need help on the technical side too, let us know. We'll try to hook you up.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Let's get to this whole situation with kick him in the crown jewels.
Yeah, did you? This is definitely one of those things where I think WWE is kind of bitten off more than they can chew with this whole situation.
They have no idea what they're getting themselves into. They're gonna. JBL said, "Oh, you want to send these WWE superstars to do change." No, they're going to come back with Dead American.
Yeah, yeah. It's and this is kind of one of those things. I mean, I know that they're trying to look from the business side of the amount of money that they're getting, but I think they're going to lose so much in bad publicity, especially with all that's going on with that missing reporter. And they're having, Brock Lesnar, they're saying they're paying 7 figures for his match. I mean, they got Shawn Michaels out of retirement. And the thing
is... Just so you don't get ahead, for everybody that doesn't know, think of him like me. Like, kind of explain the backstory a little bit for these guys.
Well, the big thing is you have WWE has signed a 10-year contract to have it show every year in Saudi Arabia for pretty much the Saudi Arabian government and the prince. And they're being paid a vast amount of money, and with all that's going on in the news, there's a missing reporter.
Yeah, I heard about that
from the USA Today or Huffington Post, and
they're saying he was murdered.
And they're saying he was murdered by this guy who was paying WWE.
Yeah, the prince.
All this money. So, I mean, if they're saying though, unless a senator goes and tells them, or
I think this is hilarious that, like, every senator known to man is going to Linda McMahon telling her to go tell her husband to go do something.
Yeah.
You understand who the fuck they are dealing with?
Yeah. This
man doesn't take orders. He gives them.
Yeah, no, the little that I know about it, I know that he is not someone that you want to be on his bad side.
This is a guy who went and pretty much...
Changed his dad's business.
Yeah, well...
Made it what it is.
Yeah, yeah, he changed it for... better for worse for what it is now. But the thing is, I mean, this is a guy who pretty much went single-handedly, got sued by the federal government and won.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah,
he doesn't. The dude, like she said, he doesn't scare easy. And
but well, why would he's got so much money too.
Yeah, and the man's in his he's how old is he? He's probably
73, 74.
Yeah. They said he still works out, or he still works 18 hours a day.
Yeah, that's what I've
works
heard.
Out and they said, you know, the guy, they're like, he'll live to be 100, but in all honesty, he'll just be a guy that just doesn't.
Well, he doesn't want to give up that power either. Like, yeah. He doesn't want to pass the torch to anybody.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. He's a interesting person, but I want to know for the fact of all this money that they have promised all these guys. I mean, especially with Shawn Michaels coming out of retirement, I mean, if they cancel the show, I mean, what do they do?
It's in a sticky situation, yeah. Honestly.
That's what she said.
Because Vince right now, he always makes sure that when he signs a contract, he sees it through.
Yeah.
Yep.
But on the other hand, is he actually going to put his stars in jeopardy? I mean, he's sending Rey Mysterio to Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
He just got him back.
Yeah.
Do you want to lose him again?
Yeah,
there's a lot riding on it.
Yeah, and it just seems very, and like you said, it seems very almost hypocritical, the fact of they're doing this, you know, and then they also claim to be at the forefront of the evolution and having an all-female pay-per-view. What is it? It's just a week or so before?
It's days.
Days, but yeah, it's, I mean, I think
days
the only...
Five.
Yeah, and I think the only reason they're doing it is because they can't allow their female wrestlers to be in the, you know, go to the country.
And it's disgusting. And then don't even get me started about fucking Evolution.
Yeah,
not the group. The group is dope.
Yeah.
But the pay-per-view, I am telling you, I am dreading. You have no idea how I'm dreading.
Yeah, it's
dealing with that.
Yeah, and I mean, looking through some of the matches, I mean, I agree with you. I don't see it being a big success. I mean, on paper, for the publicity, the PR that they're getting, it's definitely going to be a good thing, saying, oh, look what they're doing. But I mean, outside of the... I just don't see it being good there, because I mean, you said you live 20 minutes away from the arena, correct?
You Google where I am. I'm gonna DM you everything where I live and everything, because I'm not gonna tell you where I'm located.
Oh yeah, yeah, no. Yeah.
I literally sneeze and be there.
Oh wow!
Oh wow! But the thing is, I mean, I don't know if you heard anything being up there. Is they're saying those tickets aren't selling well? Are they?
You know what Stephanie did?
Huh.
She released 25 pairs of tickets to go into a raffle.
Okay.
Nobody wants them?
And that's 50 tickets.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And they normally don't have to give away shit.
Well, it all depends.
They don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'll hear a lot of times of the tickets, you know, it'll say, oh, there's 20,000 people there, but sometimes it might be that 12,000 were paid for, and then they had to do what's called paper the room and just give tickets away, and it's, you might have 5,000 tickets they had to give away so they could say that there was 20,000 people there. So
I'm going to also give you a little insight. It's in New York. So you're going to have people from ESPN. You're going to have all the news outlets in the city. You're going to have Channel 12 News, which is my local news in Long Island. It's going to be there. It's going to be media mostly.
Yes,
yeah, of course.
The media filled room. Then you got the media's family. So they're going to take three or four people.
Yes.
So the regular fans, I can guarantee probably less than 5,000 regular fans are going to go.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I think on paper it's going to look good, and if you watch it on the network, they're going to make it look all pretty and make it look like it's packed, but probably if you're there, you go and look, there's going to be a lot of empty seats.
Oh, definitely. And I saw a lot of empty seats at Crown Jewel. Not Crown Jewel, Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, they were trying to go, and I mean, Phil, what was that thing? It was a cricket stadium, wasn't it?
No, that was at the Australian. It was the King Abdullah Stadium.
Oh, okay. Was that rugby or something?
No, soccer.
It's, oh, okay. Yeah, okay, it was gotcha. Giant. Man. Yeah.
So you think it's
that was another fucking farce, because due to the fact is that Chris Jericho did not even look one. He wanted to be there. He wanted to be somewhere with a guitar in his hand and an adult beverage in the other.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, because I think at this point, I mean, with all that he's done this year, is that dude can pretty much he's one of the few people that can go and pretty much work for any promotion and all the promotions around the world nowadays.
I mean, it's like so ridiculous that we're dealing with this fucking farce of a pay-per-view for the guys. And then 5 days later, here we go again. I mean, on top of the both of them, it's too much fucking content on top of it. We cannot keep up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're trying, though, it sounds like.
Oh, my God. You got Crown Jewel in November. Then you got TakeOver. Then you got, Survivor Series. Before you know it, you're going to be gearing up for Starrcade, TLC, and then the Royal Rumble's going to be blink of an eye, and then you're like, oh, give me a Xanax.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, people look why NXT is so successful is they don't run that many pay-per-views. They have the chance to build the angles and the reason why people want to watch it. I mean, when you get to the main roster, there's too many pay-per-views. And I know it's a money thing, but they need to cut some of them out to be able to go and make some of them better.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I totally agree with that. It's oversaturation.
Yes.
Yeah. What they should do is at the beginning of the year, have the Royal Rumble and maybe put an Elimination Chamber to set up for WrestleMania. But other than that, no more.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah. I mean, because the thing is they wonder, I mean, even if it's on the network, you've got it. There's too much stuff. You'll have Raw, you'll have SmackDown, you'll have NXT. There's too much for people to commit to. I mean, even on like Raw Raw's 3 hours. It's too much. And they wonder why the ratings are terrible.
So we don't think even going over to Saudi Arabia is a good idea, period.
Horrible.
Yeah, I think it's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially right now with everything else.
Yes, exactly. Because I mean,
I'm an extreme conservative woman, and seeing that makes my blood boil.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because I think they're chasing the right now money and not realizing that in the long term.
Yeah. You got to think of the future.
Yes. And how much money they're going to lose. And bad PR, and they could go and some of the sponsors.
Well, fans like you too.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, the sponsors are going to go and start saying, like, no, if you go, we're gonna cut ties. People are going to start canceling their WWE network subscriptions. And if that starts happening, they're going to start losing a lot of money really quick.
Yep.
And then on top of it all, you have all the talent that goes over there. What happens if they slip in front of the prince?
Yeah. 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 It's they said they have to give them rules for what they can do. Cause yeah, it just seems
you're
like
walking on eggshells there the whole time.
Yeah. It just seems like it's not worth the hassle to me.
Absolutely.
But
thank God Mauro Ranallo's not going over there. He'd have a meltdown over there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He would not do good over there.
Well,
he's very outspoken about a lot of issues, and I think this would be the one of them, and they would be like, no, you're staying home.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
To be smart, I think they would.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, this is just, it's amazing that they want to go for that Saudi money, but they can care less what their talents are going through, and their families are now worried.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I would fuck even going over there as a tourist. I'd be worried. I mean, it's
definitely
it's a crazy. Yeah, I think we can all agree it's a bad idea.
Yes.
All the way around.
Wendy Styles, Wendy Allen, James, whatever. she must be going out of her mind, because as a mother, I'm thinking about those kids. I'm thinking about AJ Styles going over there, and then all of a sudden, we hear WWE champion AJ Styles gets beheaded.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
Would it really get that crazy, you think?
It could. It was a... I mean, there's been a guy who got detained in the 90s named Vader for actually grabbing a reporter, and it took... They never said what it took, because he got held in the embassy for about 3 days because they wouldn't let him leave.
Wow.
Yeah, so... And they said it was... It got pretty hairy, and that's what happens when you go to some of these countries with these... This, you know, these types of rules.
Yeah.
So,
well, Melissa, what do we need to have on air for you? What do you got coming up that I need to, our listeners need to hear so we can push them your way? Let us know.
Well, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, right before NXT and the Mae Young Classic, right on my channel, I'm going to be dropping episode 59 of Mel's Match Chat.
Congratulations. Congrats.
And I'm also going to be doing my preview and predictions for this dreadful freaking Evolution. Oh, my God.
We know. Well, so awesome. Well, this will be ready and up by tomorrow afternoon, so people should know and listen. And then, obviously, they can catch it if they missed it, because you're on YouTube as well, right?
No, I'm not, because of my setup. I'm only on Periscope. I don't have the time to do on YouTube, and plus YouTube is down right now.
Yeah, yes. No, we just found this out on it. That's so crazy, huh?
So
we were laughing and joking back and forth.
YouTube, I don't screw with YouTube.
Okay.
I do Periscope. It's free. It's a lot easier.
Okay.
And I don't have the setup, so
but they can still come back and watch those episodes, right?
Yes, always to the pin to the top of my Twitter feed.
Awesome.
And if you want to download the Periscope app, you could follow me on there. Turn on all my notifications.
Okay.
And you can watch all my back episodes.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Well, we will definitely get on
there. Yeah, I figured that one out 2 months ago.
Okay. Well, we'll get people your way. And seriously, thank you so much for being on. And we'll talk.
I'm so honored. Anytime. Oh. Just give me a day before and I'm good.
Absolutely. And I will do my best to keep that scheduled and planned for you. Thank you again for being on. Ladies and gentlemen, Melissa Klein, thank you again, sweetie.
See you, Melissa.
No, thank you for having me. You have a great evening, guys.
All right. You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Nice.
That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Super fam.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude. Yeah. Melissa, seriously, shout out to you. Like, you did great.
Very good.
And we're honored. Seriously.
Yeah, we are.
We're sorry that it took us so long to get back with you. So
yeah,
that's on
definitely.
Us. And you helped us at the drop of a hat.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, because she could have gone and said, really? And again, because it's 2 hours.
Yeah, it's freaking way different. I didn't even think of it. She said New York, or Long Island or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, my bad.
She said that, you're figuring your head. You're like, what is this?
Whoops.
Oh,
well,
shit.
I didn't know. You know, like, we haven't talked to her in so long.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's only been, like, a little back and forth,
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
We definitely want to have her on quite a bit more.
Yeah, well, I know that you want to talk about wrestling more, and, you know, it's not in my world, so,
yeah.
But I'm totally think it's a part, and our listeners are definitely into it.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. I mean, because
yes.
She's a fan, and, you
yes.
know, we're a fan of hers, so.
Oh, yeah.
Last thing I want to talk about before we wrap this thing up, did you hear about Elon Musk in the freaking, his liquor business?
Of course. He's getting in everything.
I know, but he wants to call it, like, Tesla-quila or something. Like, he's literally taking the car name into the liquor business.
Unbelievable.
You haven't seen this yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, I mean, he's in space, dude. I mean,
I literally think he just sits there and he's like, what can I get into? Soon it's going to go and be like...
Yeah, look, Tesla-quila.
Unbelievable.
Look at the bottle.
A bottle probably cost $9,000.
Yeah, I wonder what it is going to cost.
Probably going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it says it appears it wasn't a joke because Elon filed docs saying his company intended to manufacture the booze, IDing it as distilled agave liquor. He even tweeted the mock-up bottle, adding Tesla-quila coming soon.
He really goes and...
Fuck, dude, he's got so much money.
He does. I just think he goes and he's like... It's like, okay, what do I want to get into? Because I'm giving it like 3 years before he's like, you know what I want to do? Porn. I'm going to make porn.
Like, you think he's going to be in porn?
No, no, direct porn.
Do people direct porn anymore?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, people direct porn.
I thought it was just like, hey, you want to suck this dude's dick? Bang Bros style.
We got $500.
Yeah, exactly, dude. The cash shows.
Yes, how much money would it
take? Oh, you guys don't listen out there? Or you don't watch that stuff? Bullshit.
Yeah, like we're the only two pervs out there.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, you lying bastards. Yeah.
So YouTube is officially down. Those are my final words of the night. That's fucking insane.
Will it come back? You will just have to tune in next week.
Yeah, no shit. I hope that we come back and there's some great story about why it went down. Like, I want it to be
something funny.
I just want it to be like, not just like some dude tripped in over the cord and like,
yeah.
I mean, they'd never say that, but
no.
Well, actually, that would actually be pretty funny that YouTube could be taken down by somebody in the server room.
Some guy's going in, he's vacuuming. He's like, ooh, plug.
Just a janitor? That's even funnier.
Yes. They go and ask him and he's like, it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened? And they're like, what did you do?
Well, it's like those ones where like the guy like messes up and then he sees more shit messing up, so he starts touching more shit.
Yes, exactly.
He's just like, nope. Oh, okay, it's not that one.
Yeah. He goes unplugging. He's like, oh, shit.
Exactly. What do you want to leave him with, man? I know you got something or you've thought about something. Everybody knows that Alex finishes out the show with some ridiculous anecdote. So, what? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to go and we both want to thank you for listening to another fabulous episode of the Off My Chest podcast.
We think so.
Yes. We want to thank Melissa for being on, and she will definitely be on again. And for all of you that are sitting there in your accounting, it is officially Alex 1, the English language 0. Peace.